Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show, Wednesday, June the 27th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Boy, there's a lot to do today. We're going to get to segment two with Zach Orr coming up here in the next segment. We've got a lot of World Cup to talk about. I've got a lot of World Cup questions for him. What happened yesterday? What happened to what's going to happen today? Oh, by the way, South Korea, Germany, and Mexico, Sweden at 10. Serbia, Brazil, and Switzerland, and Costa Rica at 2. What's at stake as far as those games are concerned? We'll find out his thoughts on yesterday's 0-0 split with France and Denmark. Draw with France and Denmark. Peru beat Australia 2-0. You got to say it in soccer term. Argentina beat Nigeria 2-1, more than nil. Same score from Croatia. They beat Iceland 2-1, more than nil. So we're almost done with this stuff, getting ready to the knockout round, round of 16 over in Russia at the World Cup. Major League Baseball from last night. Severino is the best pitcher in baseball. Goes to 12-2. Yankees win. Shutout win last night. Boston wins. Yankees half game up there. Braves lost. So did the Phillies and Nationals. Phillies 3.5 back. Nationals 4 games back. I have a disturbing Atlanta Braves story to tell you in a minute. Tiger Woods has a new putter. That's not disturbing, because I was asked about it by friends yesterday and said, look, can't be any worse than what he was putting with. Or how he was putting. I don't know. Can't be any worse than what he was doing there. We had College World Series last night, in case you missed it. Arkansas gets a gem on the mound. They win 4-1. Arkansas one game away from the national championship. But Oregon State has been down before, so they're going to win 2 now. I have a bunch of odds for you today. I have Final Four odds. I have NBA odds. I have college football odds. I got a lot of odds. Vegas loves sending me stuff. I never bet with Vegas in my life on anything. But because I host a sports talk show, we get a lot of Vegas stuff. And finally, I got an email yesterday from a Clemson fan that wanted me to compare and contrast, and in the end come up with a conclusion of not the argument of who's better, Trevor Lawrence or Kelly Bryant, but who would you take, Kelly Bryant or Jake Bentley? That's interesting. I don't normally get into all that. Remember, we do some of these things sometimes where you kind of put together who would you trade for on their team, who'd you trade. We'll get into that comparison a little bit. I automatically assumed in it that, you know, Jake Bentley, he's highly rated. He's been a 2 or 3 year starter. Obviously, it's going to be Jake Bentley. And then you start looking at the numbers, and quite frankly, Kelly Bryant has better numbers. That's surprising a little bit, I thought. So anyway, we'll dive into that at some point in time today. Lot to do. The producer of the show is going to lead us through this stormy three-hour tour, hopefully better than the skipper did with the SS Minnow. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oil that stirs the pot, Mr. Orr 24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Mickey Pilot. How are we doing?
Man, I couldn't be better.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
You?
How was your foggy ride in this morning?
You know, I got here a little earlier. I don't know if you noticed that or not. Mary couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep, so we got here early. We tried sleeping last night during a storm. Not sleeping. We laid down last night on our new patio furniture and screened in porch, and that's pretty cool.
How was it?
Boy, it was pouring last night.
It was.
Just pouring last night.
That'll get you into a state of relaxation
Yes. Real
quick.
You know, I don't have any problem relaxing at any point in time.
No?
No. I hear people say, well, I have to take, got to get me a cocktail or have to roll me one or I have to take this little pill to do with it. I don't have that issue.
It takes time. I feel my mind is always moving, running, and to sit down and just completely relax and check out for something, it takes a second for me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any assistance?
No.
Okay.
No.
You have had assistance.
Have I drank a beer or a cocktail? Yes, of course.
Yes.
But no, 99% of the time, I'm not doing that.
Okay, I got you. All right, catching me. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well. Happy to be here this morning. Excited to be here this morning.
Yeah.
There's like a traffic jam on the way in this morning at 5:40.
What was it, man? I noticed that as well.
I don't know. This is ridiculous. But we're here now. We're happy to be here. June the 27th. My dad's birthday was 2 days ago. My brother's was a day ago. I remembered both of them.
We didn't wish either one a happy birthday.
No, we didn't need to.
Neither are listening, so that's good.
No, my dad was, but we didn't need to be doing that.
Oh, man. Can I tell him a belated happy birthday? He's not listening now.
I don't think he's listening now, no.
But tell him, he's probably on the way into work. Because it takes him like a day to get there.
Yeah, like a day. He'll leave in about 20 minutes to go to work. Yeah.
Well, tell him I said happy birthday. Many more.
I will. 49 this year.
I'm older than your dad.
You are.
Man, that makes me feel like... Now, no wonder you and Grandma don't want to do anything with me. No wonder.
That's just not true.
No, that is true.
Factually speaking,
that's true.
Did you get an opportunity to play any golf yesterday before...
I did.
Before the thunderstorms last night?
I played right in the middle of one.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nothing like holding metal lightning rods during a thunderstorm.
We pulled aside and got out of all that. It was pouring rain rather than the lightning where we
were.
But.
How is your new putter before we talk about Tiger Woods' new putter?
It's pretty good.
It's
pretty good. Yeah, I like it. You know what? Here's the thing on Tiger, all right? You got to have something fresh every once in a while, a little something to look at, you know? Now, I'm not talking about with girlfriends and wives. I'm talking about with putters.
I'm pretty sure he adheres to that theory.
Right. But yeah, no. I mean with putters. You just got to have a little different look and feel in your hands a little bit. And the problem with Tiger is that his speed was so off. Maybe he needed a little heavier deal. He's going with what is a mallet form. There's two forms of putters. The blade that he used to have, and then the mallet's a little bigger on the back. You know, looking like a little club on there.
Yep. Thing.
So he's going a little mallet style.
Have you used both?
I've used both, yes. Yeah. I'll make a blanket statement, and this is a stereotype, and it's not 100% true. Because I can give you specific examples that are contrary to what I'm about to say. But for the most part, throughout the history of the game, better putters have been used blaze putters. The mallet putter's like the last step.
The mallet tends to be more forgiving in the putting game.
Yeah. Now, that being said, too, I saw a terrific tweet about it last night. Did you see the one where the guy said, watching Tiger putt with a mallet? You see it?
Yeah.
It's kind of like watching your dad go on a date post-divorce. You wish him the best, but after all these years, it just doesn't seem right.
It just doesn't seem right. It's just not the same.
What a great tweet, man. People are so good.
Ugh.
Well, what else did you do yesterday?
What did I get into yesterday? I watched some World Cup action yesterday, of course.
I can't wait for you to tell me what... I know what happened.
Yeah,
I don't know what it meant.
Yeah, I did that, and... Yeah. Nothing else too crazy. I had some things to take care of outside of that, but that's neither here nor there. Yeah, but whatever.
Is everything okay, we hope?
Everything's great.
Okay, good. All right. Here's what I want to know. From yesterday, a little surprise on the France and Denmark draw.
First 0-0 draw of the tournament so far.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And with Peru.
Both teams advanced, by the way. Both teams advanced.
So France Denmark and France advanced.
France wins the group and Denmark comes in second. Both advanced to the round of 16.
You're telling me it was a France advance?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Peru beating Australia 2-0 meant nothing.
I told you yesterday Peru beat Australia. I told you convincingly yesterday.
It was 2-0 convincing. 2-0 like blowout.
Is a convincing scoreline in football, if you will. And they went ahead and handled the Socceroos.
Argentina finally got a win.
Peru in their first World Cup, so going out with a nice 2-goal win is a good taste in your mouth, despite not advancing out.
I don't know this. I know Argentina won 2-1 over Nigeria. I know that Croatia won 2-1. I know Croatia would advance.
So yesterday, obviously, the final game of the group stage, they're played simultaneously as to avoid any kind of throwing games or anything like that. You're out there to play the game, and whatever happens, happens. The result is what the result is. Croatia had already qualified from the group. Croatia was going to advance, and they were going to advance first in that group. Iceland needed to beat Croatia yesterday and have Argentina beat Nigeria to advance. Iceland obviously did not win. Croatia won 2-1 yesterday. Argentina needed to win and have Iceland draw. Or lose to Croatia, and they ended up losing that game. Argentina was up 1-0 for the longest time. There was a controversial penalty called on them later in that game. Nigeria ties it up, and then it was just a mad finish from about 75 minutes on, where they're pushing. They finally get in the 86th minute off of a corner there, and it was the Argentina fans were fantastic yesterday. The stadium exploded. They're showing the guy that scores the goal, Rojas, I believe his name is.
Mm-hmm.
Messi jumps on his back. They're running around the stadium. Diego Maradona's up in the stands crying. He had to be looked at by doctors afterwards because he almost had a heart attack, apparently. It was just everything that is great drama-wise and storyline-wise about the World Cup happened in that game yesterday. You have one of the greatest players of his generation, if not of all time, just trying to lead his team through the group
stage.
He scored the first goal in this game.
Okay.
Beautiful goal. On a full sprint, takes two of the nicest touches you'll ever see in the game and slotted it home across the goalie's face. It was just a fantastic, fantastic game to watch.
And so they advance.
They will have France in the round of 16.
So any chance that Argentina just turns it on?
Absolutely, there's a chance. There's all kinds of talent on this team, all kinds of depth and scoring prowess on this team. Will they turn it on? That remains to be seen. They looked dominant at parts of this game yesterday, but they also looked lost at parts of this game yesterday. Their coaching has been called into question time and time again. The guy didn't even stay on the field after the match. Final whistle blows and he runs off the field. Doesn't shake anybody's hands. Just ran off. His tactics have been called into question countless times. It'll be interesting to see what they can do against France.
Now.
Mm-hmm. Playing the 30th, by the way.
In Group E, I haven't been keeping up with it, but here's what I know. Brazil needs a point against Serbia to guarantee their place. Also, mm-hmm. It goes through if they defeat Switzerland, lose by the same margin or greater.
Yep.
I haven't been keeping up with it, but Switzerland needs a point against Costa Rica to secure their place.
Mm-hmm.
But also can go through if Serbia loses to Brazil. Should Switzerland lose by one goal and Serbia draw, it'll go to the goal scored. If the teams finish identical records, then it go head-to-head. If Switzerland beat by two goals, they can qualify if Serbia loses. If both Brazil and Switzerland win or lose, I haven't been keeping up with it, but here's a note. They might need to be separated by a disciplinary record or drawing a lot of blah, 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 blah.
Well, fair play.
Right now, it looks like Brazil and Switzerland, all they need is a point. Costa Rica's been eliminated. If Serbia wins and could go through with a draw as another two. So three teams still up for two spots.
Mm-hmm.
In Group F today.
Korea, Germany, Mexico, Sweden.
Mexico needs a point. Sweden guaranteed to qualify if they win or better Germany's results. South Korea must beat Germany. That's not going to happen. It looks like Mexico and Germany, right?
Germany needs to win today.
Really? Yeah, because they got beaten in the or tied the first game.
Yeah,
they're 1-0-1.
They need some kind of result today.
Okay.
So,
told you I'd like to see Sweden go through.
All of these games matter today. There's no friendlies, as you love to call them.
Right.
It'll be a lot of fun to watch today. 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock on the Fox Family Networks.
Mm. Tomorrow we have another round of the round of 16. Whatever that might be.
Group stage.
And then that's it, because then we go to the
knockout stages, the round of 16, and then the quarters, the semis, and eventually the final. We'll be in Ireland for the final. We'll be in Galway.
You're telling me you and I are not watching the finals together?
We're not.
Oh my gosh!
But if
I didn't want to hear that,
if for some reason the old Redcoats decide to make a run in this tournament.
The Three Lions?
And they're in the final?
Yeah.
I have to take the old ferry across a little bit of a pond there and try to be in London for that final.
What we call dinner?
Oh, can you? I mean, that'd be unbelievable.
No.
It'd be unbelievable. They haven't won it since the 50s.
I'm disappointed. I thought we'd get together and watch it myself.
Well.
I've already bought all the brisket and everything we're going to cook out there.
Did
day.
You? Yeah. On the old Weber? The old Weber?
No, Traeger.
Where can you get one of those?
Hillcrest, Simpsonville Ace Hardware, my good friend Ben Duncan.
Ben Duncan, great guy.
Love that guy.
Great guy.
Love my Traeger. Anyway, so that's all I need to know about the World Cup.
That's all you need to know today.
It's been pretty good soccer so far.
It's been fantastic so far.
Okay.
It's been just a pleasure to watch.
Texas said, two of the nicest touches off his foot, ridiculous goal. They also had one of the best scorers in La Liga, one of the best scorers in the Premier League. And one of the best scores in Italy in Higuain. That thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I said. Higuain. And defender scores the winner. Gotta love it.
The touch was, he's on a dead sprint. Ball comes over the top. He takes a touch off of his left thigh. Drops it beautifully to his foot. Another touch right in front of him. Runs about five steps and slots it across. It was just
beautiful.
It was really just unbelievable to sit back and watch it in slow motion and realize that if you and I try to do that 100 times, we don't do it 100 times.
Their kits, we're good?
I mean, they're the classic Argentina. Yeah. You know, the black shorts and then the blue and white.
How's the pitch?
It's beautiful. Beautifully maintained.
I was starting to get a little bruise on the gold mouth.
There's been nothing to complain about fuel conditions-wise in Putin's World Cup so far.
Not like Costa Rica?
No. There's been something to complain about. The bugs. There's the Jabba Chamberlain effect right now.
Really?
They're having a bit of a nap
and no
problem.
Beer.
And the beer has come and gone, but I think they've rectified that issue.
I think you have to drink beer to watch.
No
soccer.
Hooligan problems so far. It's been...
Security's
it's
been good.
Fun. So security's been good.
Good.
It's a police state, so you have to assume it's going to be good.
I hope so. Hope so. Hey, summertime, and you want to make the living easy, don't let the outside stay in. Get clean like no other. Carpets with insanely clean carpets with Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. They make your Zero Res clean like new carpets. Powered water, no residue left behind, no soaps, no harsh chemicals, no detergents. Let these folks help you. Mention my name, Mickey. You get three rooms for only $129. They're going to give you a free hallway. You can't beat that. 558-7300, 864-558-7300. Visit ZeroResGreenville.com. Make your appointment today. Summertime's busy for them, rightfully so. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean, my friends, at Zero Res. What's on tap for segment two?
We are going to run down, you know, it's Mount Rushmore season, right? This is the time of year where you rank everything. We're going to run down Athlon Sports.
Mount Rushmore season.
Yes.
Some buddies of mine are on the way to Mount Rushmore right now.
Are they really?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I have never been. I'd like to get out there someday.
To be honest with you, I think you get there and it kind of looks like the pictures, so I think you'd be a little bit disappointed.
Well, you got to see things in person. You got to go travel.
Yeah, but the pictures look exactly like it.
No. The pictures don't do everything justice.
Yeah.
They ranked all 130 college football coaches, but we're going to do the top 25 when we come back here.
Is Will Muschamp in the top 25?
I guess we're going to find out.
We'll find out. Short break. We'll come back more after this.
Save money, save energy, and save the planet by riding the Cat Bus. Because Cat Bus is fare-free, and because gas prices are rising again, you save money. Because Cat Bus enables all of us to drive less, we're saving energy. And because Cat Bus enables us to collectively conserve natural resources and reduce CO2 emissions, we're helping save the planet. Download the Cat Bus app today and find out more at catbus.com. Save money, save energy, and save the planet by riding the Cat Bus.
Hi, this is Terry Wyatt of Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross of Ag South Mortgages.
If you need financing for land, livestock, equipment, construction, both home and farm, or everything out in the country, give me a call.
If you're purchasing or refinancing a home on land or in a subdivision, let me design a loan that fits your needs.
The team at Ag South has been servicing the upstate rural communities for nearly 100 years.
We have the experience and products to fulfill your needs.
Call us at 226-8507.
Or visit us on the web at agsouthfc.com.
An equal opportunity lender.
CMH Services has again been recognized as an MVP dealer by the material handling industry's leading trade organization, MHEDA, for five consecutive years. In earning the award, CMH Services demonstrated excellence in the areas of industry advocacy, customer service and safety, business networking, continuing education, and business best practices. Get award-winning material handling solutions at CMH Services. Call 800-922-9569. That's 800-922-9569.
Save big right now at Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard. Like a 2018 Ford Escape. Payments as low as $249 a month or just $8 a day and zero down. Or 0% financing for 60 months plus $2,500 rebate. A new Ford Escape, Anderson Ford, 3900 Clemson Boulevard, Anderson. Online, AndersonFordSC.com.
See dealer for complete details.
David Green and the professionals at Green Law Firm understand your rights when it comes to any issue with the IRS. The IRS has instituted the Fresh Start Program, and David Green knows how to use the Fresh Start Program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at LakesideLodgeClemson.com. That's LakesideLodgeClemson.com.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with LightStream. With LightStream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/radio. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with LightStream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because LightStream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With LightStream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for more information.
Your daily recommended allowance of sports. We are WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
Candy Foundation Services, they're a repair company. They're located right here in South Carolina. They provide residential repair services for Boeing foundation walls, foundation settlement, tilting chimneys, sticking doors, windows, tilting or leaning walls. What you're going to get is quality products. You're going to get proven services. You're going to get professional experience. And they're going to permanently repair any foundation problem you might have. And it's not going to cost you anything to get a free quote on seeing if you even have any issues and what it might cost you. Get in touch with the great friends at Canty. It's very simple, very easy. CantyCanFixIt.com. C-A-N-T-E-Y. CantyCanFixIt.com. The voice you just heard, the aforementioned, Mr. Orr24, host of segment number two.
There's nothing I love more than finishing your ad reads for you.
I love it.
I mean, there's nothing I love more. We are going to do a rundown of Athlon Sports. You can find that at athlonsports.com. They're top 130 college football coaches. We're going to do the top 25. I'll give you a couple at the that just missed out here, only because one of them is Mickey Plyler's boy, and he's coming, and he's bringing this program back. So we'll run down actually about 28 of them here. Tom Herman comes in at number 28 for Texas.
Really?
Tom Herman, the savior of the Texas program, falls to 28 on this. High expectations around his debut in Austin last fall. Didn't quite live up to it, but 7-6 last year. This year is the year they're back. Texas is back, according to one Mickey Plyler.
No. I did not say that.
27.
Hold on. I did not say they're back this year.
Oh, you said they were back multiple times.
No. They're not back this year. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you, in the next 5 years, they will be a top 10 program.
Wow, that's a big statement right there, isn't it?
No, that's not a big statement. But not this year. Give him some time. Give him
How much time you need? You need 5 more years?
In 2019-2020, there'll be national championship in the picture.
Next year?
In the next 2 years, yeah, they'll be right in the middle of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kirk Ferentz from Iowa comes in number 27. Kirk has always had a competitive team out there in Iowa. The Hawkeyes always seem to be a tough out for anybody, especially when they go to Iowa. Obviously, last year was the Children's Hospital, you know, waving to those kids. It was fantastic to watch. Iowa and Kirk Ferentz, 27.
I don't get it.
You don't get Kirk Ferentz?
No. I would be so frustrated if I was an Iowa fan.
143 victories, guy of the program, 15 bowl trips.
He's 8-5 guy.
Finished 6 times in the top 25. That's why he's number 27. He's not a top 25 guy. They have just one losing season since 2012.
Yeah, but in the last 10 years, he's 82-48. He's 8-5 guy. That's what he does. He goes 8-5. Mm-hmm. And remember this. You play Northern Iowa, Iowa State, and Northern Illinois. I mean, you should win 3 of those. In the last 10 years, in the conference, they are 48-35. That's who he is, man.
That's good enough for Iowa football.
It's not. It shouldn't be.
Why?
Because you got to move forward.
It's Iowa.
It doesn't matter. You could take – let me give you an example of this. What's an interest like one day, man? I like to start. Let me see. All right. Let's say you, Zach Orr. Let's say, who's the biggest hockey stick company?
Let's say Bauer.
Okay, Bauer.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, man, you and Chris get married, and you come across some money. And say, you know, I love hockey sticks. I like designing hockey sticks. I like building. I think I'm going to do something a little better than Bauer, right? I said, all right, we're going to start out. And you start out in the first year, and you struggle, and for a second year, you're kind of struggling, and you kind of build it. After about 3 years, you're looking through it and saying, you know, last year, we actually made a profit, but we're in the market size, we're about 2%. And then the next year, well, you know, we double, we're about 4%, everything's going great, we're hiring some more salespeople, everything's going great. 10 years in, and you know, Bauer still has it. Now, you're just Orr stick company, you're not Bauer.
Mm-hmm.
You can't compete with Orr. Mm-hmm. I mean, no, you can't compete with Bauer, you're just Orr. But after a while of no growth, the people, your investors, the people around you are going, man, they got to be moving forward somehow. You can't, you know, 8% is better than 6%. I'm not asking for national championships, but at some point in time, you got to do better than 8-5. Let me give you the record. The last 8 years, you ready?
Yeah, of course.
8-5, 7-6, 4-8, 8-5, 7-6, 12-2, 8-5, 8-5. He's 8-5 guy.
He's 8-5 guy.
And so, but that's what he always has been. So where are you going with it? I mean.
But he hasn't had a losing season since, what? One since 2007. Yeah, one in 2012.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah, but...
That's good enough for Iowa football.
No, see, I disagree, man. I disagree.
They're not some powerhouse. They'll have the occasional... What'd you say? What was the 12-win season?
They had a 12-win season 2015.
They'll have an occasional 12-win season. And they'll be a middle of the road, middle of the pack, average team the rest of the time. That's what they do. That's Iowa football. Go Hawkeyes.
You always want to move forward.
Okay, let's move forward on this list.
Yeah.
Another one of your guys here at 26, and I think he's this low because of his experience factor. Lincoln Riley comes in at number 26. Lincoln Riley goes 12-2 last year, wins the Big 12 title, comes up just short of a Rose Bowl victory against Georgia in the college football playoff, and Athlon Sports Again, this is Athlon's list, not my list, so don't get mad at me.
Athlon Smathlon.
Has him at number 26.
Athlon Smathlon.
Says the guy who bought their magazine. And
well, because he's the only one out, and it's my crack cocaine.
Oh.
It wasn't pure cocaine. It was just a little bit. I had to have it at the time.
So you don't agree with Lincoln Riley just missing the top 25.
Who would you rather have? Tom Herman, Lincoln Riley, or Kurt Ferentz?
That's true.
Come on, man. Give me a break. That ain't even close.
Number 25 on this list.
Dabo Sweeney.
David Cutcliffe.
See, that's another one. That's old.
David Cutcliffe.
No.
Duke. They describe his job as being one of the toughest Power 5 jobs in college football. Transformed the program into a quote-unquote consistent winner in the ACC. He was obviously the coach at Ole Miss before then. Tennessee, he coached a little bit. They've gone 11. What is this? What did they go last year? 7-6 last year, following a 4-8 season. I don't understand why he's in the top 25, but David Cutcliffe is at number 25 for the Duke Blue Devils.
He's 59-67 the last 10 years. Oh, boy. That's great.
You're a Cutcliffe guy.
I like Cutcliffe. He's good. He's very good. But there's not advancement. Now, he advanced from the first part of it and got it up. But the last two years, 4-8 and 7-6. Come on.
Come on.
No.
Number 24 on this list, Brian Kelly of Notre Dame.
Now Kelly, you're talking. That's about right.
Brian Kelly guided the Fighting Irish to 10-3 last year after a 4-8 season in 2016. Of course, they have had success under Brian Kelly playing in the 2012 BCS championship game. And then, of course, coming down here to Clemson and getting rained on a little bit and having a nice little loss. That's what we all remember Notre Dame for. But Brian Kelly comes at number 24 for the Fighting Irish.
Brian Kelly, they're either good or they're not good.
It's one or the other.
It is.
They're either.
He needs to coach at Auburn.
He's 69-34 overall at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
But which is a great mark, right?
Yeah.
Not great for Notre Dame.
He's got an easy job, man. I tell you the thing that's happened at Notre Dame, and I want to make sure I'm right with saying this. We always thought Notre Dame, oh boy, schedule-wise. Now, some of this is not their fault, okay?
Schedule.
But we always thought, boy, Notre Dame, you remember this schedule there. There's always a schedule involved in this thing. Well, A, they don't really play true road games hardly. They play in San Antonio or in the Meadowlands or MetLife, whatever. They go all over and do that.
Yeah,
And here's a guy who's gone the last 4 years, 8-5, 10-3, 4-8, 10-3. So he just goes back and forth. But the other thing that's happened to Notre Dame is, I mean, the schedule's gotten like weak. Last year, you're going to give them credit for 10 wins, correct? You like that?
Of course, you have to. Bouncing back after a terrible season, the one prior?
Yeah, the one prior, the four wins they had were Nevada, Syracuse, Miami, and Army. And they lost to Texas, they lost to Duke, they lost to Navy. I mean, there's some bad losses in there, right? Last year, I'm going to give them credit for this. Their losses were good losses. They lost to Georgia, Miami, and Stanford. But their wins were Temple, Boston College, Michigan State, Miami of Ohio, North Carolina, Southern Cal, NC State, Wake Forest, Navy. You name me the head coach at Notre Dame, and this year, on this year's schedule, I can't promise you I'm going to beat Michigan. But Ball State, Vanderbilt, Wake Forest, Pittsburgh, Navy, Northwestern, Syracuse, you know. The tough ones are tough. I mean, they go to Virginia Tech. Who knows what they're going to have? They host Florida State. They go to Southern Cal. And they get Michigan. Who knows what Michigan's going to have? But, man, there's a lot of built-in easy wins in there. There's just so many times now. In the last few years, they played Temple. They played Rice. They played Purdue almost every year. Navy, Army, Coast Guard. I mean, you know.
Space Force.
Border Patrol. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The schedule's gotten longer. The wins have gotten easier.
The wins have gotten easier.
Yeah.
23 on this list is our friend Scott Frost at Nebraska. Scott Frost, of course, the reigning national champion.
Let me me ask you something.
Moves on to Nebraska, goes home, where he was a quarterback.
Scott Frost ahead of Tom Herman or Lincoln Riley?
Have Tom Herman or Lincoln Riley got undefeated?
No, but if you gave them that schedule, they wouldn't. They would.
You can't take away from the guy what he did, what he accomplished.
Scott Frost is going to be great. Mm-hmm. I love Scott Frost.
I'm okay with him being a 23.
Me too.
You just don't like him ahead of those previous two gentlemen.
But no, I mean, I didn't say that. Lincoln Riley went to the college football playoffs last year.
Mm-hmm. Lincoln Riley was also handed the keys to a Cadillac.
He was. No doubt about it.
Scott Frost is driving a 67 Buick that's got two doors missing in the back and a spare tire.
Texas said stop the analogies, Mickey. You stop the analogies, Mr. 24.
Just saying.
He's dollar menu. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Number 22 on this list, Paul Christ at Wisconsin. Christ. There's no better coach suited to lead Wisconsin than Paul Christ, according to Athlon Sports. He is a native of Madison, of course. And they're good every single year. A 13-win campaign in 2017. Wisconsin is 22-4 in Big Ten play since 2015. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. During that span, they've had two New Year's six bowl victories. They've been good. They've been always good. Their schedule has been lacking, but they've played to it, to their credit. And been there at the end of the season, year in and year out.
They beat five ranked teams in 3 years. Their schedule's a joke.
It is a joke, but they played to it, right?
Yeah, but name me head coach at Wisconsin, and we're going to beat Western Kentucky, New Mexico, BYU. We're going to beat Iowa. It'll be tough. It'll be 17-10, but we'll beat them. Nebraska. I'm going to beat Illinois. I'm going to beat Rutgers.
You're not beating Scott Frost for long.
I don't know. We'll see.
Why do we do that as people where we can't give credit to people for having success? They have to be challenged and overcome every, you know,
we always do this. Well, he's got great players, but he's a good recruiter. Well,
yeah.
And then if he doesn't, he goes, well, he's at a bad place, can't recruit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We do that. We love to build our narrative around whatever analytics that we want to put in there that supports our argument and then build it backwards, you know.
Yeah, build our narrative, absolutely. Let's get into the top 24. We have to take a break real quick. Justin Fuente, your boy up in Virginia Tech, comes in at number 21.
Exactly.
Justin, you like that. That's a good
spot
for him.
Love Justin Fuente.
The Hokies are 19-8 under Fuente in his two seasons up in Blacksburg. They won the 2016 Coastal Division title.
He wasn't handed the keys to a great deal.
No, he was not. He has been a builder, right? At Memphis, didn't he take over, what was it, 3-9 team?
Awful.
4-10, or 4, whatever they were, 4-8. And he's been able to build that Memphis program up, finished, 24th nationally in that year, that his final season there. And then, of course, Virginia Tech was built up for him.
The 4 years before he took over Virginia Tech, 7-6, 8-5, 7-6, 7-6. His first 2 years, 10-4, 9-4.
How about that? So Justin Fuente, number 21.
Yep.
We're up against it here.
Can we continue this in the next segment? Can we do a little segment three?
It's up to you.
Yeah.
We got 20 more to run through.
I need it.
Put it on the back burner or we can.
No, I got to have it now, man. I got to have it now. PrimeLending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Get in touch with them. Let them do your mortgage for you, refinancing, remodeling, your new home buys. You know, there's movement right now. And I love it when I get text from people saying, hey, man, we are with PrimeLending. We love PrimeLending. We just closed a loan with PrimeLending. Thank you so much. I love hearing those kind of things. To great friends at PrimeLending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Get a local person helping you make those great decisions. PrimeLendingSC.com. We'll come back for more. We'll continue segment 2.0 when you come back after this.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
It's the Sea-Doo Ready to Ride sales event at Foothills Motorsports. Ride into your next adventure with the revolutionary performance of a Sea-Doo watercraft. and for a limited time, receive a rebate of up to $1,000 on 2017 models or up to 3-year coverage on 2018 models. Escape the everyday starting at $53.99 at Foothills Motorsports in Piedmont, South Carolina.
Offer ends July 5th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
The same family owned and operated Carolina Fireworks for 60 years. With the best prices, selection, colors, and the best explosions, Carolina Fireworks invites you to shop in air-conditioned comfort instead of suffering in the heat in some random parking lot. Tons of July 4th specials for you, Independence Day party, and a staff to help you find just what you need. Find Carolina Fireworks locations at carolinafireworks.net. See their main warehouse on Old Cedar Lane Road in Easley. Happy July 4th!
The concept behind the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers comes straight out of nature. The principle of the grazing animal. The grass is cut a little and often. Easley Lawn and Garden invites you to see the revolutionary Husqvarna auto mower. Available in 6 models for every type of lawn, a Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden leaves you with a great-looking lawn every day of the week and allows you to do other things while mowing the lawn for you. Once you've purchased your Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden, their team can assist you with getting started. Husqvarna robotic lawnmowers are the number one selling auto mower worldwide, in use throughout Europe for years. Now, they're taking the U.S. by storm. Get your Husqvarna auto mower today at Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-645-4371. That's 800-645-4371. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-645-4371.
There's no place like Clemson, and now you can be part of the exciting atmosphere at Clemson by working for Aramark. Aramark's holding a job fair on June 26th, 27th, and 28th at the new Starbucks in Dauphin Hills across from the President's House near the intersection of Cherry Road and Highway 93. There'll be 2 convenience sessions, 9 a.m. till 12 noon and 1 to 5 p.m. Or you can apply online at aramark.com/careers. Exciting Clemson opportunity awaits you with Aramark.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
And you will respect my authority.
On WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Hey, the number's 424 this morning. That's the number of vehicles on inventory at Granger Nissan of Anderson, and that is new vehicles. That is pre-owned vehicles. That's certified pre-owned vehicles. 424 right now. You know what? You've got a lot of choices. You hear a lot of ads. You hear a lot of car dealers. You see a lot of car dealers. You pass by a light. You see a lot of billboards. A lot of ads everywhere. I want you to give Granger Nissan just a shot. Maybe you haven't had a Nissan before. Maybe you haven't had any of their other new vehicles looked at it for. Maybe it's you know, don't even know what the Rogue is or the Sentra or the Altima are. Maybe you're looking for another make, another model, and let them take care of it. But just give them a shot at it. They just want to talk to you. They want to meet you, learn more about you, start a relationship with you, and see if they can help you out. That number begins at 864-324-0650. Home of the Lifetime Powertrain Warranty. Proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. They're located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. You're going to love Granger Nissan. Check them out first online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com. We're discussing this Athlon list here. We're going to segment. We're segment two. Now we're at segment 2.1. So far, the three I would hire, Herman, Riley, Fuente. I wouldn't hire Ferentz. I wouldn't hire Cutcliffe.
Frost?
Oh, Frost I would hire, yes.
So you're going with the, you're going with the young guys right now.
Scott Frost. So far, yes.
You wouldn't hire Fuente, you said?
I would hire Fuente.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah.
So far, Cutcliffe, no. Ferentz, no. Herman, Riley, Fuente, Frost, yes.
Okay. Gus Malzahn, the embattled coach of Auburn, comes in at number 20. Auburn wins 10 games last year on the precipice of going to the college football playoff, but, of course, the loss in the SEC championship game to Georgia drops them out of that. Auburn wins 10 games for the first time since 2013 last season. He was hanging by a thread down there on the plains, and now, after last year, a new 7-year, $49 million deal for Gus Malzahn, and that's why he's number 20 at Auburn.
I can't figure out if the instability is on Auburn's side or on Malzahn's side. 12-2, 8-5, 7-6, 8-5, 10-4.
Okay.
It looks like a upside-down bell graph curve right there. What do you call those when it does that way? Anyway, you know what I'm saying? Like, it peaked, it valleyed, now it's peaking again. I think that his deal, though, and he's had some staff turnover there. Rhett Lachey not there anymore. I think this offense is not – it all comes down to personnel anywhere you look, and he's got to have him a great quarterback. I wouldn't hire Malzahn, no. I think Malzahn's days are behind him. I think it's too much instability there. It's almost, and he's got a crazy wife, but it's always about fighting for his job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can we save Gus's job?
How many years does he get into the 7-year deal?
Oh, if he loses this year, they fire him this year. Seriously.
That bio would be tremendous.
That doesn't matter. Let them go 4-8 this year. He won't be there next year.
Well, hopefully that doesn't happen for our friend Gus Malzahn. Number 19 on this list is the longest tenured coach in the Pac-12. Are you aware of who that is?
Longest tenured coach in the Pac-12. Let me think about it. It's not Mike Leach. Let me see. UCLA's got new. Southern Cal's got new. Arizona has new. Arizona State has new. Cal has. He's only been there a couple of years. Sonny Dyke's been a couple of years now.
It's a good guess.
Oregon's new. Washington State. Not Chris Peterson yet, because he hadn't. Either Shaw or Leach.
Kyle Whittingham at Utah.
Utah. See, I didn't think of that. That's not the Pac-12.
That is.
Kyle Whittingham's a good football coach.
13 years at the helm in Salt Lake City. He is a remarkable 111-56 over that span. Has just two losing records. They have top 25 finishes, including a high of number 2. The Utes were 7-6 last fall, unfortunately, but are poised to challenge for the Pac-12 South in 2018, according to our friends over at Athlon Sports.
He's done a good job there. He's a good football coach. He's a very good football coach.
He was the co-head coach of Urban in the Fiesta Bowl in 2004. Takes over for a legend.
Yeah.
And has nothing but good things.
I wouldn't hire him. He's a good football coach.
You're good with him at number 19?
Yes.
Fantastic. Number 18 is Pat Fitzgerald up at Northwestern.
Very good football coach.
You think so?
Yes.
Pat Fitzgerald, of course, went 7-2 last year. In Big Ten play, was the best conference record in Fitzgerald's tenure up there in Evanston. Prior to his tenure there, Northwestern had only had 2 years of at least 10 victories and had made just 6 bowl trips. He's had success in Northwestern. They're buying into the program now. We had talked about their facility a couple of weeks ago. Northwestern is on the up and up, and of course they have a nice little quarterback coming in this fall.
Yeah, good, very, very good football coach. Him and Kyle Whittingham are the same guy. Defensive guys, yep, good guy, good fit there. He's a very good fit in his own program, nice. But I wouldn't hire him in my place, but he's really good for what they do there, yes.
Number 17 on this list is Dan Mullen at Florida. Successful at Mississippi State, I think there's no doubting that. Mullen was at Florida from 2005 to 2008 under Urban Meyer. I believe he was calling plays, or was he a quarterback coach when he was there?
Both.
We'll see what he can do. He wants to be in Florida, wants to be in Gainesville. You remember when that was announced? It was like a second later. He had the picture on the jet. He's flying the whole family out to go sign his contract there. Considering his level of success at Mississippi State, does that translate to Gainesville?
Maybe, maybe not. I've said it before, because you win at one place one time doesn't mean you're going to win another place another time. Now,
better access to talent.
Yeah.
It's,
it's
a richer state in terms of recruiting.
No doubt. At Mississippi State, 5-7, 9-4, 7-6, 8-5, 7-6, 10-3, 9-4, 6-7, 9-4. He's a good, very, very good football coach. Wouldn't hire him, but very good football coach.
Would you hire the next man on this list? One Mr. Bobby Petrino up at Louisville at 16. Cardinals are 34-18 since joining the ACC in 2014, finishing at least 500 or better in all 4 years. Petrino is continuing to produce at a high level, averaging 9 wins a year in his 13th season as a head coach.
I don't know. Look, I since coming back,
117-40 overall as a head coach in the collegiate ranks.
He took over a program that was the two previous years he got there, they were 11-2 and 12-1. It is 4 years at Louisville so far. 9-4, 8-5, 9-4, 8-5. Look, man, let's just be honest about it right now.
Okay.
If you're in a Power 5 school, sans Kentucky, I mean, like, sans Kansas.
Okay.
But if you're in a Power 5 school, you ought to win 8. I mean, we're going to give you 3 every year.
The cupcakes.
And then we're going to give you a couple of your own. And you know, you got 5 to start out. So, like, for instance, last year, they beat Purdue. They're a 25-point favorite. They beat Purdue. They're a 10-point favorite. They beat North Carolina. Clemson crushed them. They're a 43-point favorite. They beat Kent State. They're a 45-point favorite. They beat Murray State. They lost to NC State. They're a 21-point favorite. They're a 3-point favorite. They're a 21-point favorite against Boston College that got beat. They're getting points against Florida State on the road. We didn't know it at the time. Florida State sucked. They lost to Wake Forest despite being a 3-point favorite. They beat Virginia. They're a 12-point favorite. Beat Syracuse. They're a 13-point favorite. They beat Kentucky. They're a 9-point favorite. Lost in the bowl game to Mississippi State. He can't win bowl games there. 1-4 in bowl games the last 3 years. But my point is, like, even with great talent, he had the last 2 years he had Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And he beat one ranked team with Lamar Jackson.
Who was that?
He beat Florida State, who's number 2 in the country, 63-20.
Throttled them.
In 2016. I'll go a step farther. I didn't know this. In his 4 years so far, this is his fifth year back. In his 4 years so far, he's beaten one ranked team.
Bobby Petrino has beaten one ranked team in 4 years at Louisville.
He went 0-1 against Florida State. His only ranked team faced in 14 was Florida State. In 2015, he lost to Auburn, Clemson, and Florida State. No other ranked teams. He beat Florida State in 16 and lost to Clemson. Last year, he lost to Clemson and NC State. In the bowl games, he lost to LSU and to Mississippi State. And the first year, he lost to Georgia. He's beaten one ranked team in 4 years there. And he had superior talent in some of those games.
So, like, you're telling me 16 is significantly too high for Bobby Petrino?
On top of that, he's not a good dude.
No, terrible person.
So, as I've said many times, I don't care if my surgeon's a bad guy, do the surgery right. But if you're not a good surgeon and you're a bad dude, then I really don't want you doing my surgery. So, he's just not a good dude. And, again, 9-4, 8-5, 9-4, 8-5, they're not going to be very good this year. The savior's gone. You had Lamar Jackson, and you went to the Citrus Bowl and the TaxSlayer.com Bowl. Yeah, with Lamar Jackson, who I am for real. And that's what you did.
Never meant to make him out of
it. You know, you lost to here's a good stat for you. You want to know this one? This
I is would really love good. To.
Let me see if I'm wrong. It says
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hold on.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody
four,
come
five.
On.
6, 7, 8. Let me see if I'm saying this.
11, 17.
9 times in 4 years?
Yep.
He was a lined favorite and got beat.
Whoa, mama.
Including, let me give you some big ones in here. He lost to Virginia. He was a favorite against Virginia and got beat in his first year. He was a 13-point favorite against Houston in 15 and got beat. He was a 14-point favorite against Houston in 16 and got beat. He was a 27-point favorite against Kentucky and got beat. He was a 21-point favorite against Boston College and got beat. Bobby Petrino, that's a myth. Well, you got to understand, he scored a bunch of points. Yeah. On top of that, he hired the worst defensive coordinator in America. No, Petrino, no. Myth.
He's not 16.
Myth. No.
Top 30?
No.
40?
Wouldn't hire him. If I'm the AD at Easley High School, I don't hire him.
You won't do it.
No. Hey, we got to take a break.
We have to. I
need 3.0 coming back.
We got 15 to go.
That's fine. I need to do it. Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Call.